Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If there's one thing I detest, it's a lying demonic spirit, no matter who or how it manifests. That's why I love glorifying God, who's not a man that he should lie. And we love terrifying the devil because he's the father of lies and the truth's not in him.
Amen.
You know, honey, I remember I had a pastor named John. I won't give his last name up from New England. He told me once that he knew that before the devil turned his lights out at night, he would look under his bed to make sure I wasn't there. That's one of the greatest compliments I've ever received.
It is a wonderful compliment.
Now, here's one of the biggest lies ever told by the devil.
Amen.
You're such a sinner. God will never forgive you. We can tell you with absolute certainty.
And I mean absolute certainty.
That the enemy wants you to believe that God neither could or would forgive you for all the sins you've committed. This lie of the devil should be laid to rest with the first scripture that most believers learn by heart.
That's it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
God gave his son that you and I can be forgiven of our sins.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if it would surprise you to know that the words forming John 3:16 contain 12 of the greatest blessings you could ever imagine.
Think about it.
Honey, could you read that scripture again?
I can. John 3:16. I could quote it.
I know you can.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, there's no asterisk by that, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
From that scripture we get, for God, that's the greatest, period, paragraph. So loved, the greatest concern. The world, the greatest distance. That he gave, the greatest single act. His only begotten son, the greatest gift. That whosoever, the greatest opportunity. Believeth, the greatest act of faith. In him, the greatest attraction. Should not perish, the greatest promise. But the greatest difference, have the greatest assurance, everlasting life, the greatest future possession.
Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So here's John 3:16 one more time with that emphasis on what my husband just read. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for whosoever is G3956. G3956, and it means each, every, any, all, the whole, everyone, all things, everything.
Hallelujah.
I think that's pretty inclusive, wouldn't
that
it?
That is.
Now, the Greek word is pas, P-A-S. And it's found in the Greek Concordance of the King James Bible a total of 1,245 times in 1,075 verses. And it's translated like this, all 748 times, all things 170, every 117, all men 41, whosoever 31, everyone 28, whole 12, all manner of 11, every man 11. And everything and so forth. I think this one verse makes it crystal clear that God's desire is for everyone to be saved. That includes your annoying neighbor, your unscrupulous employer, your lying family members, dishonest political leaders. You know they're not any of those. That's a joke. Not a good joke. Well, it is a good joke, but it's unfortunately a sad joke.
No, it's not.
And every other crackpot and dictator you can name. All means everybody. And that includes anyone who can fog a mirror on planet Earth, meaning you're breathing.
That's it.
When you open any Bible and read John 3:16, we're confident that you won't find any footnotes or asterisks at the bottom of the page.
That's what I said.
I know you did. I like it. Including you. Anyone you know, or for that matter, anyone else. When the scripture says, for God so loveth the world, that includes everybody in it or on it. We strongly encourage you to personalize John 3:16. For God so loved Miss Helena, that he gave his only begotten son, that if Miss Helena believeth in him, she would not perish, but have everlasting life. Once again, personalize it. And the only way that you will perish is through your disobedience to God's instructions and his word.
In Hebrews 4, verse 11 in the New International Version, it says, let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. And of course, we're talking about the children of Israel. There are some who believe that once you get born again, you're always born again and destined for heaven. The scripture they most frequently quote to justify this doctrine is found in John 10:28 of the New International Version that says it this way. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hands. The Message Bible translation of John 10:28 says, I give them real and eternal life. They are protected from the destroyer for good. No one can steal them out of my hand.
Now, let's talk about that. Once you're born again, no one, no outside force, can snatch or steal you from God's hand. That's absolutely true because that's what the word says. However, it's also true that an individual can choose to abandon the protection of God's hand by their disobedience. No one can steal us from God, but we can jump out of his hand.
In Luke 13, verse 3, in the Amplified Bible, it says, I tell you, no, but unless you repent, change your mind for the better, and heartily amend your ways with abhorrence of your past sins, you will likewise perish and be lost eternally. And in Hebrews 4 through 6, in the Classic Amplified, it says, for it is impossible to restore and bring again to repentance those who have been once for all enlightened, who have consciously tasted the heavenly gift and have become sharers of the Holy Spirit and have felt how good the word of God is and the mighty powers of this age and world to come. If they then deviate from the faith and turn away from their allegiance, it is impossible to bring them back to repentance, for because while and as long as they nail upon the cross the Son of God afresh, as far as they are concerned and are holding him up to contempt and shame and public disgrace. And we might add in that, that's somebody who very consciously turns away and then repudiates what they believed in the Lord. Not somebody who is afraid, have I done something wrong? It's someone who clearly says, this is wrong.
And if you're concerned that you've been so bad as to somehow turn away from the faith, then it clearly means you have not.
That's it.
For the one who turns away is the one who no longer cares about God at all.
That's right.
But let's go a little further. Not only does God want us saved, but he wants us, well, he wants those we love saved as well.
Amen. In 2 Peter 3, verse 9, 2 Peter 3:9 in the New International Version, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
When this verse says, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, the Greek word for all here is the same one we started talking about, G39:56. It's the same one that's used in John 3:16, and all means everyone.
Hallelujah. The New International Version of 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance."
We can take comfort in knowing that God does not want us to leave his fold or his hand. In fact, if we leave his protective care, he will even go after us.
Amen. Matthew 18, verses 13 and 14. Matthew 18, verses 13 and 14 in the New Living Translation says, "And if he finds it, the lost sheep, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice over it more than over the 99 that didn't wander away. In the same way, it is not my Heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish."
If you've ever thought, or maybe you're thinking in this very moment, that you're such a sinner God can never forgive, then you can know the devil is using one of his favorite tricks, deception. Deception to keep us from the eternal life as well as the abundant life now.
That's the truth. Luke 15, verse 7 in the New International Version. "I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent."
We can know.
Yes.
Absolutely. According to the word, there's a celebration every time a sinner is saved or returns to God's protective care. Any suggestion to the contrary is just a lie, straight from the pit of hell.
Amen.
Now, two more scriptures.
Just for the record, in Romans 8:28, I love this classic Amplified Bible. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." Hallelujah.
And Ephesians 3:20 in the classic Amplified, another one of our favorite. "Now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do," I love this, "so not just abundantly, and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams."
Hallelujah.
And that makes us go,
praise the Lord and thank you, Jesus.
That's, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, very insanitary, but hey.
But you know me and I know you.
And that's it.
Fortunately, we both know the Lord.
Amen.
And we know you do too, or else you wouldn't be dialing into this call.
That's right.
Meditate on what we've shared on this call today. And always ask God after the call, after what you've heard, if there's something in particular he wants you to get from it. If he does, he'll give it to you.
Some encouragement for those that you're trying to reach.
Amen. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says soul seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And check out this week's 10-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.